time comes, man will yet win. Brother may yet line up with brother.
The CBS Radio Workshop, dedicated to man's imagination, the theater of the mind. Today, Carl Sandburg, poet, historian, novelist. The minstrel voice of America, the teller of stories and the singer of songs. Recorded on his 79th birthday.
I've been on, early and late, New York to the Golden Gate. And it looks like I'm never going to cease my wandering. There's a human stir throughout our American song, with the heights and depths to be found in Shakespeare. The rich and the poor, robbers, murderers, hangmen, fathers and wild boys, mothers with a soft word for their babies, workmen on railroad steamboat ships, wanderers and lovers of home. They tell what life has been for them. It seems like every day when I'm at all in the office at 15, I gotta go find the guitar and pluck a little at it and go over old songs and new songs, and as long as I live, I'm going to be learning songs. Going from the world of tyrants beneath this western sky, we formed a new dominion, a land of liberty. So we shall own a real freeman, and as such shall ever be. Huzzah, 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 for a free America. Lift up your hands, ye heroes, and swear with proud disdain. The rest that would ensnare ye shall allay his snares in vain. Should you repent to all her force, we'll leave her in parade. And fight, and shout, and fight for brave America. The call to hardship, toil, and combat runs like a blood scarlet thread, wavering through the story of our people. It has cost to build this nation. Living men and women in struggle and risk, in self-denial and pain, in familiarity with sacrifice, wound and death. Those living men of the past paid that cost. And all the record of American roots in the last war, the Korea War, but more particularly the World War. Their epics of valor and endurance and imagination out of our ears, and it's so on so colossal a scale that very hard to get it. It hurries, and now I think, in proportion to the population, there's as many heroes now as there ever were. There is the man. But a long, long while, from May to December, and the days go so, when we reach September, and I have lost one tooth, and I walk a little lame, and I have not time. And the days turn to gold, and the day grew cool. September, November, and the days golden days I spend with you. Each precious day I'll spend with you. Of course, I've been asked lots of times, what do you mean out of life, Carl? What do you want most of all? The kind of cold. Well, I've been thinking about it, of course. All my life I've been thinking about what I want off of life. And I guess I could say, mainly five things. To be out of jail, first of all, to be out of jail. This is a free country. Something pretty nice about being out of jail. Second, to eat regular. Why not? And third, to get what I write printed. And fourth, we'll say, a little nice affection hither and yon over the American landscape. And then, maybe the fifth thing that I need. It seems like every day when I'm at all in health, I've got this thing. And these golden days I spend with you. These precious days I'll spend with you. What do I miss most? That's 80, but I would still like to have that I had in the 60s. Most. At 60, I could still run 50 yards. At a fair speed. And I could run up most any stairs. Now I walk very slowly up the stairs. Not that I got any heart condition, but there are compensations. Seneca, the Roman philosopher, wrote about old age. I don't like the phrase. Frank Lloyd Wright and I are agreed that we have done some of our best work in our 70s, and he has done some of his best work in his 80s. I like the privilege of calling myself old if I like, but I don't like to be called old man. Because for one thing, I have a much younger heart for the things that the young love and enjoy over the world than most of the poets now setting forth their obscurantist lines. A whole lot of it is anti-democracy. The big general run of it, they'd be ashamed to write a poem for what they term the herd, the common people, politics, no, anything that might lead men to act. What they want is involved pleasure. High intellectual windings. They are latitudinous and sepulchral. The most women never had no fun. Just plain fun. When I was a boy, only even in the small towns now. There's a sidewalk. There's a concrete sidewalk. And there's a street that is concrete. Very few kids nowadays that have known the luxury of running barefoot. Dust and mud. And going to a corner and playing with a gang of kids till half past 8 or 9 o'clock and then going home and putting your feet under a pump. A luxury, doggone. As years go by and longer, the more I feel sorry for those who have a few millions and gotta have money. And never learn what Pascal meant fighting saying that the miseries of men come from not being able to sit alone in a quiet room. They'll have radio now, they're going to have TV. The books were enough for Pascal. You listen to the world series. And unless you step out and turn the darn sound off, you think that we're just millions of men running around wondering how they get a shave. Ha, 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 ha. I use extra blades. Cigarettes will spoil your life, ruin your health, and kill your baby. Poor little innocent child. Just a mild. All cigarettes are milder than all other cigarettes. It's the wonder of the age. I have often thought of the difficulties of running an apparatus that has its cultural phases. Where in a radio station, a TV station, reaching millions of people a day, and in the going, 18, 20 hours a day, 52 weeks a year, 365 days, just endless, that pressure on them. What to feed the listening public. And there are some operators of stations who are indifferent. And then there are those who understand responsibility. Freedom to print whatever you want. Freedom to put human utterance out on the air for millions of people to hear. That means responsibility, too. I was motion picture reviewer of the Chicago Daily News for 7 years. I wrote over 1,000 motion picture reviews. The number of classics among what they have produced out there, the number of classics is very low. Maybe 100. Certainly not more than 200. They don't take themselves seriously. The game of playing with the public. Most of them try to strike at the subconscious, the blood, rather than the brain, the primitive. Violence, sex, of course, those are in most of the great dramas and novels of all times. But the stress on them out there is a little too great. Velvet precious. Love me tenderly. Don't be cruel. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, evening can come. Hara the wilderness. Hara the wilderness. Hara the wilderness. Oh, evening can come. Hara the wilderness. Sunny. Into the material about his early life, I found that it was so much that hadn't been presented as I would like to have had it presented to myself years previous. So I went to work on the Prairie Years and soon had an electrician on the way to Washington and the work ended up in 6 volumes that had something like 1.5 million words. The book to follow, Always the Young Stranger, that book about the first 20 years of my life, will be everything in the chance, how they've been hither and yon. In that book now, I'll be square. I'm going to meet a girl that has midnight black hair, still a few bronze hairs, yes, in her youth. And, I think she's smarter than I am. She was Phi Beta Kappa at the University of Chicago. Run rings around me in chemistry or mathematics. Well, I tie up with her and it lasts 48 years. When I was writing pretty cool poetry, she told me to go on. When Israel was in Egypt now, I pray who I could not stand. Let my people go. Go down the Moses, way down in Jethland. Tell old Pharaoh, let my people go. Out of 1922, when the Ku Klux Klan was going pretty big in Illinois, man starts a restaurant. I was told in Peoria, Illinois, puts a sign in front, 100% American. Another man starts a restaurant across the street and puts a sign in the window, 200% American. And the first one comes across the street and says, what do you think you're trying to do? Are you looking for trouble? Brother, you've got me wrong. You've got me wrong. You hate only the Negroes and the Jews and the Catholics, but I hate the whole human race, without regard to race, creed, or color. That there will be the atomic war that will obliterate human life on the planet. The question is baffling. This is one crisis, the latest one. There have been others in the making of this nation. It has cost to build this nation. The living men of the past paid that. My children and yours have been given this heritage, this land of ours, by their toil and struggle. And has it been worth the cost they paid? I think it has. To do it took men willing to throw in with all they had, and they did, yes. And we've got to let those who now are to shape the future know what the present time came from, and what it's worth as a heritage. Well, you know, when a nation goes down and never comes back, when a society or a civilization perishes, one condition may always be found. They forgot where they came from. They lost sight of what brought them along. The hard beginnings were forgotten, and the struggle is farther along. when the question is asked, why do you favor the democratic system when it holds so much waste, corruption, demagoguery, and other evils? We answer, because we have looked over all the other systems, found that they too have waste, corruption, demagoguery, and other evils, and we take our chances on the democratic system because of what it has that the other systems don't have. And in no other system can a man be so many different kinds of a fool and get away with it, and get paid for it. So long as he isn't interfering with other fools, he always has the alibi. This is a free country, ain't it? Personal freedom, a wide range of individual expression, a complete respect for the human mind and the human personality. This is the ideal of the democratic system. In all the literature, the documents of democracy, you can find this respect, this hope, this attitude of reverence towards the fullest possible flowering of each human personality. President Lincoln enjoyed quoting the Irishman, who said, in this country, every man is as good as the next one, and for the matter of that, a little better.
Carl Sandburg, at 79, historian, novelist, American minstrel, seeker of the American dream, and poet. His favorite poem, it's a whole book called The People Yet. And here are some lines.
The people will live on. The learning and blundering people will live on. They will be tricked and sold and again sold and go back to the American earth for recall. The people persecute and renew and come back. You can't laugh off the capacity that takes. Brother may yet line up with brother. There are men who can't be bought. There are women beyond purchase. The fire born of a home in fire. The stars make no noise. You can't hinder the wind from blowing. Time is a great teacher. Who can live without hope? In the darkness, with a great bundle of grief, the people march. In the night, and overhead, a shovel of stars for teeth, the people march. Where to? What next?
You've been listening to the CBS Radio Workshop and Carl Sandburg, American Minstrel, recorded for Mr. Sandburg's 79th birthday by Joseph Worshba, edited in association with Tom Perkins, and produced in New York by Paul Robbins. Acknowledgments are made to Mr. Gregory D'Alessio and to Harcourt Brace and Company, publishers of Mr. Sandberg's work. This is Dan McDonald, inviting you to listen again each week at this time to the CBS Radio Workshop.
We are full of hope, careless love, careless love, careless love, careless love. Careless love. See what love.
America listens most to the CBS Radio Network.